Hello and welcome to another episode of OT Go To. I'm Michelle, your go-to guide to everything occupational therapy. And today is episode 4, and I'm here with Karen Jacobs, and we are talking about some exciting things that are taking place in the world of occupational therapy. So hi, Karen, how are you today?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much. I don't know if you know this, but you are my very first interview with OT Go To. So thank you so much for being here. And I can't think of a better person to be interviewing for my first interview on a podcast.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be on your podcast, but to congratulate you on your leadership in setting this podcast up. And for also just your starting a podcast in the first place. I think it's wonderful as a student to take such an initiative to better understand OT and to promote OT more broadly. So I'm so delighted to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. That really means a lot to me. I appreciate that. So for our listeners, I wanted to give them a little bit of a background information on you. And you have quite the hefty resume. You've done a lot in the world of occupational therapy. And so, you know, I don't know if I can say it all. There's so much that you've done, but I just kind of wanted to highlight a few things. And then if there's anything else you want to add along the way, feel free. But so you were a former president and vice president of AOTA.
Right. Yes.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And the 2009 recipient of the Award of Merit from the Canadian Association of Occupational Therapy. And you are currently a clinical professor and program director for the online program at Boston University. Is that correct?
Yes, the post-professional doctorate in OT, yes.
Okay, cool. So, like I said, Karen, you have some really amazing history in occupational therapy, and you are a big reason why I decided to do this podcast is people like you and programs like OT for OT, which we'll go into a little bit later, had a big impact on me and made me realize that there were therapists out there promoting occupational therapy and doing all these cool things. And, you know, as a student, I kind of felt like, oh, well, I don't know what I can do. You know, being a student, I really didn't feel like I had that much power. But people like you gave me really the courage to do this podcast and try to promote occupational therapy. So you have been a big inspiration to me. And so I want to just thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think it's so important as a student to feel like you can do things like you're doing and to be empowered that it's okay to take a risk, to reach, you know, reach high. And that's what you've done. And I know that this is going to be the first of many, many interviews with people around the world.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much. Okay, so the main reason that I wanted to talk to you today is that you have something really exciting that's coming up on October 30th. And that's something that I think that we can focus on. But first, why don't you tell me a little bit about, I mentioned your program, OT4OT. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what OT4OT is?
Yes, so OT4OT is a group of 6 occupational therapists, and we're located in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, and the U.S. And we came together because we're really passionate about using online technology to advance entry-level education for ongoing professional development, for research and practice. And what's happened with the group, it's 6 of us, and then we invited a 7th person to help us with our initiative that we're doing this month, is that we run activities related to online technology to help advance occupational therapy. And the interesting thing about it is that the 6 of us, and then now with our new member, who is our webmaster, have never met all together all at once. We do everything virtually. So we hold our meetings virtually, and we run our 24-hour virtual exchange virtually, and we are not in the same, you know, physical space, which is pretty exciting because, you know, we have a vision and it's easy to accomplish this vision by using this kind of technology.
So I had no idea that you had never met in person, all of you.
All at once, you know, all at once. We all
yeah.
have met, but not all together.
Uh-huh.
And we actually started, you know, sort of a brainstorm of working together with OT for OT when we went to the World Federation of Occupational Therapists Congress in 2010. And before that time, you know, each of us were friends with each other, but not as a whole group. And so Sarah and Angela had connected with Marilee, Anita and Susan were connected, Anita and I connected, and then, you know, we all connected together, you know, Sarah, all of us. And so again, it was virtually that put us together.
That is so cool. That's so amazing that the technology that we have today, that it's possible to do that. Since we can't have all of the members here today, you mentioned that there's seven. I wondered if you could just give us a brief information. You mentioned their names, but just I'm assuming you all have some different backgrounds. If you wanted to just give us a quick overview of some of the members.
Well, Sarah is a professor. Everybody's an occupational therapist. Sarah is in the UK, and she's at the School of Health at the University of Salford, and she is a professor. Susan is also a professor, and she's a clinical educator in Canada, and she's now moving to the U.S., and she's currently working on her PhD, which she'll finish in January. And she had been teaching at the University of Alberta for years, but then she is now moving to the U.S. Anita is another professor, and Anita just recently moved to being a professor at the University of the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. Although she's an Australian, she had lived in Canada for a while, and in fact, her university is hosting our 24-hour virtual chat. Angela Hook is another professor at the University of Salford, again in the UK, and her practice career has been within the field of forensic mental health. And let's see who I've... Marilee is from New Zealand, and she also is a professor and is finishing up her doctoral work. And our most recent person is Brock. And he's a founder and facilitator of the Mental Health for OT group, which is a spinoff of our OT for OT.
Okay.
And he's in Australia.
Oh, cool. Wow. So it sounds like you really have such a variety of different occupational therapists working in different fields and all that kind of stuff. So that's really interesting, I bet, to have all of you together working on this project.
It is, and it's exciting because it's all been done virtually, and we're able to. This is our third year doing the online technology for OT virtual exchange. So we call it OT24VX. And again, we've invited people from around the world to participate in a 24-hour live exchange, which actually starts on October 29th. 30th and 31st, depending on where you are in the world.
Okay.
So you need to go on our website, which is OT, the number 4, OTAgain.com, and look at where we have it listed to see, you know, where you are when it starts and
okay.
how you can be part of it. And this year, we're focusing on balance and enabling, exploring balance. And each of the speakers has a different topic related to balance that they'll be talking about. And I can share with you some of those topics.
Yeah, that would be great.
Also, I should tell you that some of the presentations will be in English and also another language, such as Spanish. So we're really trying very hard to reach a diverse audience.
Okay.
So in the U.S., Coppola, who is our AOTA WFOT representative, she's going to be speaking about inclusive tourism.
Okay.
Dr. Ginny Stoffel, who is the president-elect of AOTA, will be presenting on the juggling act, balancing leadership, professional and family occupations as an OT leader, and that should be really exciting. Dr. Ilsa Roberts will be talking about experiencing an exemplar life. Allison Sullivan will be applying principles of trauma-informed yoga instruction to OT practice, and she's an expert in that area. Let me see who else. Let me just give you some topics.
Okay.
We have creating play environments for all children. We have how to form a choir in a high, secure hospital.
Okay.
Staying precious about occupation. The sensory integrative impact on specific social abilities of children with autism. Mixing two roles. I think this is going to be so interesting. Balancing life as an OT and a DJ.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, Brock, one of our OT for OT webmasters, or our webmasters, is going to talk about social media. We'll have something about leadership. Another one is going to be the ideal of balance, considering entrenched disadvantage and policy and context. And then we have some on wellness, and it just goes on and on and on. We're excited that the 24-hour virtual exchange will start in Australia, and they're hosting it, as I mentioned, and then it'll end in Boston, and we'll end it with one of my students, entry-level master's students, presenting on mindfulness, yoga, and music, and once it concludes, she and some of her friends who are musicians are going to have some lovely music at the end of the whole 24 hours. So, I hope your listeners will consider coming on to OT and then the number 4OT.com.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds like you have some really diverse speakers coming. So are you calling it a broadcast? Is that more the word?
Yeah, so what you do is you'll log on and enter you have to have, obviously, the internet. And if you go on to our website, you'll see that there's links to live sessions. So you actually click on the link, you'll get on, you'll be listening to the presentation. The PowerPoint presentation will be up as well.
And
then people will present for about 20 or 30 minutes, and then you'll be able to ask questions.
Oh, awesome. So as long as you log in, so can anyone log in then and tune into these different series?
Oh, yes, everybody. It's open
to
the public. And
So
please let your classmates and professors know all about it and spread the word. I hope you'll use social media to let people know about the event. We've been using social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, to let people know. We've got a fairly good following.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to make sure to get the word out on this because I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing, and you have so much to share with everybody. So I noticed something on the website that said, it says a participant lounge, a link that you click. Now, what is that for people that are on your website and they're wanting to come and listen to one of the broadcasts? Is that where they're supposed to log in?
Yes.
Okay.
And so you put your name in there, and then you'd click in, and then you'd go to whatever session you want to go into. And all you need to do is to type in your name to be able to log in.
Okay. And so I wasn't aware. So they will have some of the PowerPoint points playing. So there will be some videos for some of the presenters?
It's going to be more PowerPoint rather than videos.
Okay.
So the PowerPoint will advance. We are recording all the sessions, so if you miss a session, you'll be able to go on a URL that we'll post that you can see everything. But it'll be, again, PowerPoint. I don't know if anybody's going to have a video at this point.
Okay. So if you did miss an episode, there is a way to watch it later. And will you
Yes.
just be posting next to each of the sessions where they can find that, the URL for each of those?
Actually, it'll be right on our website how to get on that after the OT24VX is over.
Okay. And for my listeners that are looking to tune in to this broadcast and may not be able to make it on October, well, 29th, depending on where you are, 30th and 31st, I will post under my show notes links to the specific broadcast if you're interested, and it will be under OT go to /4 for episode 4, and I will link you there directly.
Great, thank you.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so what do you think would be the most helpful for students that are listening to tune in? Is there any specific speaker or
Well,
anything
I
that you
think,
can think of?
yeah. Well, I obviously think you should listen to everything at
Okay.
a given time. But it may not be realistic because you probably need to go to class as well. But I think what I would recommend for students to do is to go on our website and look at which ones are interesting to them and to see if they're available to listen live. Because every topic is different and every student and occupational therapy practitioner are welcome to come on. Even if it's a topic that you're not quite sure about, you can always learn from any kind of educational presentation. So I think, maybe push the boundaries for
Okay.
yourself and select ones that maybe you just don't know anything about and listen. And you don't have to feel like you have to participate in the question and answer period. You can just listen. And I think you can gain quite a bit from that, from just listening as well.
Okay. So you mentioned that some of them will be available in a different language, and you mentioned Spanish. So is that the only other language? And if they do need it in another language, how can they make sure to listen to that specific one?
It will actually be in Spanish and English.
Oh, all of
So,
them.
I'll just there's two that will be
Oh,
in
just two.
Spanish
Okay.
and English. The one called Shifting the Balance of Power Through Health Literacy in Colombia, South America, which is our third presentation, will be presented in Spanish with a brief text translation in English. And we have another presentation that's going to be in English, but Rob will be happy to answer questions in English or Spanish. And his is the eighth presentation, and his is the ideal of balance, considering entrenched disadvantage and policy in context. And then Christy Siegel, who is an occupational therapy student at Boston University, will be giving hers first in English and then in Spanish, and she'll be
Okay.
able to answer questions in either language. And that's the last, the 24th
Oh, she is. Okay.
presentation.
Okay, great. Perfect. So for any students or practitioners that are looking to get involved with OT for OT, you mentioned a question and answer session. Is that a good opportunity for them to get involved?
Well, after every presentation, there'll be a question and answer period. So I think if people want to learn more about OT for OT, what they should do is go on our website. And on our website, you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. And I think that's probably a good way to learn more about what we're doing.
Okay. All right. So if we need to contact anyone at OT for OT, remind us how we can get in contact with you and learn more information.
Sure. You can just go on our website, OT, the number 4OT.com, and there's emails for every one of the team members right on the website, and we're hyperlinked. And you can learn more about our activities, our blog, our online technical tools, and we're really here to help occupational therapy practitioners and students advance their knowledge and skills in online technology.
Okay, excellent. So if they're looking to find you on Facebook, do they just search OT for OT as well?
Yep, OT
Okay.
for OT, and the same thing for Twitter. And
Okay.
each of us has our own individual Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn sites as well. and you'll be able to find us individually that way as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for
being
here today and telling us more about OT4OT. And I will definitely be tuning in. I have an alarm set on my phone and my computer, so there's no way that I can miss it. And I know that if I do miss one of them, then I'm happy that I can go online and still listen to them later. So thank you so much for providing this opportunity for everyone. And thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate the opportunity. And say hi to all of your classmates and faculty.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Karen. All right. So make sure that you tune in to OT4OT for their 24-hour live broadcast. For more information, you can go to my website, which is www.otgoto.com, and I will link you to their website. Also, depending on where you are in the country or in the world, and if you're looking for the specific time that it starts in your region, I can also direct you there from a link on my website to their website. And you can find those links on www.otgoto.com/4. I want to thank Karen so much for being here today. She is just an amazing occupational therapist. And again, I really can't think of a better person to have talked to us about this amazing movement that's taking place. And I am really impressed with everything that they've done. And I know that I will definitely be listening. I am so excited to hear all the different broadcasts that will be taking place and really enhance my knowledge as a student. So I hope that you will tune in, whether you are a student or an occupational therapist looking to increase your knowledge. And if you have any feedback for them about the broadcast, you're welcome to leave a comment on their website, or feel free to leave a post on my website telling me what you learned and how it helped you progress as a practitioner. Okay, so in the next podcast, I will be interviewing Karen again. She so graciously was willing to come back and let me interview her again. And I will be talking about another project that Karen Jacobs has been working on. And it's, again, promoting occupational therapy. And it is in honor of World Occupational Therapy Day. And it's going to be a global day of service, which is going to take place on October 27th, 2012. So that's coming up in less than a week for those of you that are listening. And I really want to encourage everyone to participate. So stay tuned for the next podcast. That will be podcast number 5. And I am going to be talking to her about this global day of service and how we can get involved and take part in service in where we live. For any feedback or speakers that you would like to see on the show, feel free to send me an email at michelle@otgoto.com. And again, stay tuned for the next podcast, podcast number 5. Again, I'll have Karen Jacobs back, and I look forward to talking to you then.